Hello and good morning to everyone who is listening to our podcast, The Reality Show. I'm Oligario Garcia, and I'm here with my co-hosts, Maria and Luis. Today we're going to be talking about a topic of health in general, young health, teen health, and elderly health, and health inequalities.
My name is Maria. There is more likely to be more health inequality with people of color and Hispanics. They are the ones that have a hard time in getting into the health care system because they are more likely to receive a poor care in their health. I remember when I was 8 years old, I had brain cancer, so I was receiving chemotherapy. There was this one time I was not feeling good, and one of the insurance that I have did not want to cover one of my medications because they were having problems with me being a Hispanic and could not give me a good health care system that would cover all of the medication that I needed. And it is still has happened to me with other medication I need to take. It is because women are more likely to go through pregnancy and childbirth and more. There is also gender inequality happening in healthcare system between men and women. Women are more likely to be charged a higher amount in health care. It is because women are more likely to need more preventing services than men. The reason why health care system for a man is not too expensive because a man is more known to have less health problems than a woman. Also, a man is less likely to visit the doctor than a woman would. There is social class-based inequality in health. It is because people with higher income are more likely to have a better health care system. It is because they are able to afford it. Unlike the people with low income, it is because people with low income is not capable to afford a good health care system. It is because people with low income are more likely to spend their salary from their job in food, childcare, and rent, which leaves them with no money for a good health care system for them and their family, and they are the ones that do not receive a good health care. Another problem in social class-based inequality in health is that people with a higher income are more likely to have a better health than people with low income due to the fact that people with high income are more likely to have a higher education level than the people with a low education level. It is due to the fact that People with low income are more likely to smoke, eat unhealthy food, and drink alcohol. More contact with other people. They are the ones that are more likely to go out to work where they are more surrounded by people compared to the middle and high income people that are able to work from home. Is health inequality ever going to stop? If so, when?
Hello, my name is Luis, and I'm going to be talking about how teen/elderly health affect the society. So moving forward, I'm going to start with the teen health. Teen health could be affected by many, many reasons. One could be to the fact of bullying. And back then, you could get bullied in real life, but your only safe spot would be coming home and just going to your room. Now it's not that easy. Now there's internet, there's social media, there's more things. There's a thing called cyberbullying when you get bullied on the internet. So now there ain't no really place to hide while getting bullied. And bullying is something that should be taken very serious, because this can cause kids to commit suicide. From experience, I've had a couple friends that thought about committing suicide from getting bullied. So I know exactly how they feel and where they're coming from. And another thing is social media. It has been proven that more people have been depressed by the rise of social media, meaning they can post a picture and sometimes not get a certain amount of likes. They could get just a little bit and some mean comments. This can really bring down a teen's self-esteem and make them feel insecure about themselves. Ever since social media has been rising, more kids have just been getting more insecure and depressed because they just can't. There is people that can make fake accounts now all over the internet. You can do a bunch of things now. You can make fake accounts and just send mean messages. You can block your name. It's really bad. But this is what's been affecting teens.
Yeah, Luis, I agree with you about how social media makes teens depressed. I feel like it makes them depressed because they see other people posting about, like, let's say they go vacation somewhere that's really pretty and nice, and the other teen who's looking at it, they're just at home all the time, and it could really bring their self-esteem down.
Now moving forward to the elderly health. So the elderly health is argue that it is taking too much resource away from the younger population. Meaning, there is people around the world that believe that there shouldn't be as much health care for elderly, since they're on their way to already passing away, which is horrible. From my point of view, I wouldn't want to see it like that, because I have like two grandmas that I really care about, and I wouldn't want to see them not get any of these resources for healthcare. Also, I'm gonna bring up this virus going around that everyone knows about. It's the coronavirus. There was an old lady that decided to just not go with the treatment and let the nurses disconnect her. That way the younger kids or teens, younger people that have the coronavirus can use her resources that she was getting used on for them, which honestly was a good thing to do. But elderly effects, because the elderly, they've been here before us. But just because they've been here before us doesn't always mean they should not be able to get the right amount of care, no matter how old they are. They're still human beings, and as long as they're still here, they should get treated equally. The first question to keep on mind is, do you really think teen health slash elderly health is affecting society? Another question to keep on mind is, do you believe elderly health should still be taken seriously nowadays in society?
The first topic that we're going to go with is young children health. In today's society, children's health has been really bad. In today's society, children's health has not been that well as a few years back, and I believe it's because children nowadays have more technology, and I feel like that's a terrible thing because children don't go outside as much as before, that they would go outside and play, exercise, and now that they spend more time indoors watching YouTube or Netflix rather than playing outside and actually interacting with other kids, playing outside, playing sports, or just talking and having the feel of fresh air. Some parents might argue that it is more dangerous to let their kids play outside during these past few years. Well, I agree with them because there has been a lot of kidnapping and human trafficking. And if I were a parent now, I wouldn't really want my kids to be outside and play because of that. But as a parent, I would not let them be on the phone for hours. There are a lot of things out in the internet that a child should not see. Some parents would even leave their kids unattended while they're on their phone. Kids can get addicted to the phone and will want to see the phone every single day. And if not, then they would throw a tantrum. For example, I believe that children should not be on TikTok because of the videos late teens post. So back to children's health. If children do not exercise, then they would be unfit, and that could cause health problems at a very young age. If a child is not eating the right food, it could lead up to a type of cancer or just getting sick very often. If the child eats too much, and it does not get the proper physical activity, then that could lead to childhood obesity. And then from there, it could lead to possibly to bullying at school or even online. Sources say that there are more than 3 million cases of childhood obesity every year in the United States, and it is just increasing and not decreasing. In contrast to obesity, their health can also be affected by not eating enough nutrients that their body needs. For example, when a child does not get any nutrients or doesn't eat sufficient amount of food, then it could lead to an eating disorder. For example, a child is playing video games for a long period of time and they're unattended. They will not eat because the technology can be their priority. Now it is easier and cheaper for kids to get fast food. Food chains have deals like 10 chicken nuggets for less than $2 at McDonald's. Even they have the dollar menus, so it's cheaper for the parents with low money. There are more commercials of fast food than there are of nutritious food. Kids eat free after 4 p.m. at IHOP, and some parents don't even have time to cook, so they resort to drive-through food, fast food, since it's quicker and fast and cheap to feed their children. That is why parents should take their children's health as a priority. Some of the risks children go through can be as serious as obesity, which can lead to cancer or any other health complications. Well, this is going to wrap up our podcast on health. And thank you for staying until the very end. Our three questions for this is health inequalities ever going to end? If so, when? And do you really think teen health is affecting society? And the last question is, do you think childhood obesity in the U.S. going to increase?